Show.
Hey, everybody. Gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
It's the Mike O'Mara.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
877-365-3636. Jay Glazer talking NFL football coming up in a couple of seconds. And the folks are starting to weigh in on the Aline Cunningham situation.
Oh, good.
Mike from Virginia, do you have any feelings on Aline Cunningham, psychic extraordinaire?
By all that is sacred and holy, keep that old woman off the show.
One positive and one negative. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan in Spokane. Ryan, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, guys. I don't know about this lady, but what about Dr. James Capers?
No way.
Too much work.
Dr. Capers also not the kind of guy that you can really sustain a full-fledged psychic segment with.
Hey, he's comedy gold.
Well, he's comedy gold. We can talk to him about different stuff.
Go to his website. Have him call you at home.
You know, I'm talking about the real psychic stuff. That's what I'm looking for. Richard in Chico. Richard, you're on the show.
Aline Cunningham is hot. I remember how hot she is.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on. She's a 90-year-old woman. I believe she's close to 90. She's got to be.
Yeah.
I'm talking about for entertainment, psychic value. What do you think?
I think sex with her would be quite entertaining.
Is that a vote for yes or no, Richard?
That is a definite vote for yes. Mm-hmm.
A definite vote for yes.
I think Richard. We have Mr. Glazer standing by on that.
All right. Cue the football music, Rob. Without further ado, let's talk NFL football. Before we get Jay started here, I do want to plug his website, SubwayFreshBuzz.com, and Jay's 12 webisode series with Chris Long, I think that's Howie Long's son,
yeah,
and Jared Fogle. Jay, how are you?
What the hell were you guys just talking about? Who's hot?
All right, we're talking about a psychic that
you
used to have on the show. You know, we just debuted the show. This is our 8th broadcast together with the new product, Jay. And I've talked to you once before, but
right.
We love the psychics. There's something about that energy that we enjoy. And so we have this 100-year-old psychic that we used to have come on the show. And I was leaving it open to our listeners whether we bring her back or not. Just trying to figure it out.
Well, here's the thing. Shouldn't she be able to tell you or not whether she's going to get brought back or not? She's a psychic, isn't she?
Well, I haven't talked to her personally, so she probably knows already, Jay.
Yeah. Well, she should. I mean, here's the thing. I think the key to a good psychic,
okay,
how you really weed them out.
All right.
Go in, get your reading, and walk out on a bill.
Yeah.
Right? Because if they're psychic, they would have known you were going to walk out on a bill beforehand. It's their own damn fault.
So you'll walk in there, and they'll hit you in the head with a 2x4.
You just walk in there. They give you your stuff, whatever. You say, I'll pay after, and then you don't pay. And if, you know, if they were psychic, they would have seen that you were going to stiff them.
You know, what I think we ought to do is, like, you ought to come into the studio live, Jay, and, determine the psychics by which ones can't kick your ass. Because I know you talk football for Fox all the time. You know everything about the draft, which I know really nothing of. But you, I got into the fact that you were also into the, the mixed martial arts,
yeah,
the ultimate fighting. You haven't actually done any of that recently, right?
My last fight, my competition was exactly when I got hired by Fox. That was part of it. You're done. I actually did one. I did the World Submission Fighting Championship my first, month on the job. And then it was funny because last year I started doing stuff without anybody knowing again. And I was going to try and pick up a fight in June. I was offered something, and I tore my calf. But I continued to train. And I trained with a great team out in Arizona. And one of my good buddies, one of my partners, a guy named Jamie Varner, was fighting for he just won the WEC Lightweight Championship of the World, and he was fighting a guy kind of like we have the same style, and do a lot of takedowns, I'm a southpaw. So he just needed somebody else to beat the crap out of, which was me. And I came in one day, busted up pretty bad. I mean, I broke a tooth, I broke my, he cracked the, somebody else did, it was C.B. Dalloway, who's now on the new Ultimate Fighter, it was him or this guy, Tim McKenzie. Somebody cracked me across the broke right under my orbital bone, and then I had two big gashes on my head from this guy Tim McKenzie, who fights in WEC. So I walk in there and I'm hosting this, pro football preview for FSN, and the makeup artist, I come in and she just looks at me and she goes, "What the hell are you doing?"
And did they
stop
you?
"Well, you're a makeup artist. Just make it up." She goes, "You got half a tooth." And I said, "Well, just can't we use like a chiclet or something?" Then I got a big talking to from Scotty Ackerson of who's my boss over, one of my bosses over at the Big Show on Fox NFL Sunday, and George Greenberg, who said, "You come in, bust it up again, or if your ear is cauliflower bad, we're taking you off the air.
Oh, so it doesn't get any more plain than that. You got to make a living, right?
So it was. I trained in the off season. I got a tournament that I'm probably going to compete in, just a submission fighting tournament coming up here in May, depending on my schedule. And I'm probably going to stick to that for a while because, unless I leave, unless Fox suddenly has a change of heart. And I said to them, "What's the difference? I'm clearly not on the air for my looks."
Yeah, I think you're dreamy, Jay. I think you're a dreamy guy.
Well, I appreciate that, sweetheart.
Stay pretty,
Thank
Jay. Stay pretty for us.
All right, I know you're short on time here, so let's get talking about football right away. I was looking. First of all, I love the website I was on today. I think it's your segment of foxsports.com. I'm not sure. I was reading that Matt Ryan diary that you've got going there.
Yeah, I do that with him, yeah.
You know, for anybody that wants to really get an idea of what it is for a college player to make the transition and to go into the pros, you've got to read this. This is where Matt Ryan from BC.
He's
probably one of the highest regarded players in the country. He talks to Jay about what he has to go through. And he seems like a really smart kid.
Very honest.
You can tell he's a kid, though, because he's got kind of kid things about who he's going to bring to draft day, whether he's going to go to New York or not. But the thing that struck me is this guy said he met with more than 100 doctors at the combine. So is that – do they have doctors from every team look at the guy?
Yeah,
is
you
that,
know, here's what happens. And they meet you in groups of 15.
Oh,
so you go on a doctor's table. You go on a doctor's table at the combine. And they all tug and pull at different things at the same time.
Oh, my God.
So like doing this one guy, they're checking your elbow. He said, and if you go back and read the archives, because he really talks about it in the first one we did, he said, they're finding stuff out that I had no idea. Well, there's a, you know, he has a little bursitis here. He has a tiny bit of fluid.
Yeah, I read that where they said there's swelling. There's swelling that he doesn't know he has, right?
Yeah, he said there was swelling. I had no idea. You know, suddenly I had swelling in behind a knee. Like, what?
That must be, but when I read 100 doctors, I said the hernia exam must have been unbelievably brutal.
I was like, I said to Matt, that must have been great. It's like watching the Spice Channel without having to pay. Terrific.
All right, let's get cracking on the whole football thing. I guess the big news is that defensive end Jared Allen goes to the Vikings. That's brand new. 6 years. Are you, 74
million.
$74 million.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
Yep.
Is he worth it?
Yeah.
Really?
And the reason why is, I mean, he is definitely one of the premier pass rushers. And believe it or not, Jared comes to my fight school every day with me. For over a year.
He credits
mixed martial arts with his success for this past year because we got him at like 280 or something.
Right.
We dropped 25 pounds off his frame. His hands are fast all of a sudden. His hips are great. He used to be pretty stiff. He always brought the heat because he had that Chris Long, I'll never die mentality.
Right.
But now you go into getting the world of MMA, your hips are going to get better, your shot because the takedowns get better, so his step off the line, it really is very conducive for the game of football for linemen.
You know, we were just talking about, I was watching a hockey telecast where they were talking about these guys now that study MMA for their hockey skills, but I guess it's becoming popular with all sorts of athletes now.
Baseball, too, for their hips.
Because the training is so vigorous, right?
Yeah, the training's it's a sprint. There's no... where boxing is a marathon, this is a sprint, and you never get your body doesn't have a chance to really get into, really get in the groove or anything. And that's also why I was doing the SubwayFreshBuzz.com. I'm very into fitness.
And we're talking about Jared Allen. We're not talking about the Jared from Subway.
No.
Right. I'll talk about Jared from Subway, though.
That's where I was confused.
we'll talk about that in a bit. The thing about Jared, I was very... very involved with this thing because everybody knows I hang out with Jared. So all these teams called me say, well, is he still a knucklehead?
Yeah, and now what he's talking about, Jay, for those of you...
He got hit with two DWIs.
DWI guy, kind of known as maybe a problem child, so he wasn't getting a lot of interest.
Well, I'm not saying he's not out of his mind because he is, but you need guys like that.
Yeah.
He is, but he's also what he does. And I told the owner of the Vikings, Ziggy Wilf, called.
The greatest name of any owner in sports in my
Ziggy Wilf.
Ziggy Wilf. You got to love that name. Absolutely.
Well, he and Brad Childress, the head coach, they called me and said, give us the skinny. And I said, here's the deal. You have one guy in your locker room right now who kind of tells you how it is, and that's Steve Hutchinson, the big, big bad guard. I said, Jared will come in, and he has this uncanny thing to tell you how it is without you getting mad at him. It's like you can't take him seriously. But if a guy says, man, these damn coaches are screwing me, and they're not letting me play, Jared will turn and go, hey, maybe it's because you're 40 pounds overweight, fat ass. Get yourself in shape, and I don't have to hear you bitching.
Oh, see, that's the way you do it. That's the way you discipline a guy.
It's like he's like old school.
Okay.
And that's where I think he's worth it for the Vikings.
All right, $74 million. That's a franchise decision right there. Yeah, I mean, that's a very significant decision.
But also, look at that D-line. They got two other Pro Bowlers up there in Patton and Kevin Williams. The other defensive end is a very up-and-coming guy in Ray Edwards. That D-line, I was talking to John Fox yesterday down in Carolina, and I was telling him, hey, this trade's getting done today. And he said, and I said to him, that's better than your line at its heyday. And he said, I can't argue with you.
All right, what about the Dolphins going ahead? And I didn't even know they could do this because I don't pay attention to it enough. I really don't. I mean, I love football. I love following football during the season. But when it comes to, you know, college kids going to the pros, I'm never, up on this. I didn't realize that a team like the Dolphins with the first pick could sign the guy before draft day like they did with this Jake Long, right?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Teams always want to make sure they can sign you and, you know, make sure the agent they're dealing with isn't going to be a problem. And the reason why teams want to do it also is because exactly what happened last year with the Raiders and Jamarcus Russell.
Okay.
And you know, he held out so long, and you lose a whole season doing that.
Okay, so they want to get it done early. And then it falls on the Rams. Is that right? St. Louis has the second pick?
St. Louis has the second pick, and they're going to choose either between Glenn Dorsey and Chris Long.
Okay.
My good friend Chris Long.
Yeah, Chris Long, who is was Chris Long always this good, or did he kind of shape himself in the last couple of years into the player he is today?
He's always been this good, but he's just started to get – because this year he wasn't good. He was as dominant as he get in the entire NFL. I mean, the entire NCAA. He was dominant. And, you know, the Rams, they had called. I talked to them about their choice. And, you know, kind of going over between Dorsey and Chris, and I said, the thing about Chris is he never stops bringing the heat. Same thing about Jared Allen. They just keep coming and coming and coming. And in the fourth quarter, I told some of the coaches, I said, your guys kind of wussed out in the fourth quarter last year. You need a guy who in the fourth quarter, he's just getting going.
Okay.
And the rest, and some of your vets see that, kind of trickles out down on them.
All right, and the Redskins, just a Redskins question for you here in D.C., try to get Chad Johnson. That didn't pan out for him. How good a move do you think that was, even trying to do that? It didn't work out for him, but they tried to get him. Where are the Redskins as far as the draft this year? How are they looking?
I don't think that would have been a good thing for Jim Zorn.
Okay.
Only because Chad does what Chad wants to do, and Chad doesn't want to, you know, Chad, I mean, there's been a lot behind the scenes that people don't know about there.
Okay, real quick. I know you got to run, but I want to ask you just to lay out the draft for us for idiots like me that don't know anything about it. I guess the top five. What do you see happening on draft day this weekend?
I see the top five going. Man,
tough question, but I got to know these things.
It's a tough question. I'm going to say number two. Well, two will either be Glenn Dorsey or Chris Long. Let's say it's Chris Long.
Okay.
Then three will be Glenn Dorsey. Let's say, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. Let's say Glenn Dorsey gets taken at two by the Rams. Well, then three will probably be Matt Ryan, who's the quarterback from BC we just talked about.
Yeah, the BC
four
guy.
Is the Raiders. We all think it's either Darren McFadden or Vernon Golston. But they can go Chris Long, which I hope they don't do because that's just not fair to the kid to then live in a city and always be compared to his father. Then five, they like Golston from Ohio State. And an offensive lineman.
And at the end of the draft weekend, who do you think is going to be one of the teams that are kind of positioned as doing the best in the draft? Are there any predictions you have as far
probably,
as teams?
Probably the Chiefs because they have so many players. And I'll tell you this, you know what, the Patriots, they always do great. They always draft well.
But they cheat, Jay. They cheat.
But not in the draft, they don't.
No, they don't. No, they can't. That's because they can't. All right, listen, go to SubwayFreshBuzz.com.
Check out me and Jared and Chris Long. And it really is for anybody who's just starting to work out, trying to change your lifestyle, get healthy. This is a great place for you to start.
Now, Jared Fogle, he's the guy that was fat.
That's my guy.
He's the guy that ate the subs and got skinny, right?
Yep. Hey, do we have time to tell you a quick story on him or not?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Turn the music down. We thought you had to go, but if you can tell. Yeah, we
love
to hear it.
Real quick.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, Jared's my guy, and we went to Vegas a couple weeks ago. And he shows up there, and the moment he got there, I said, we're going to the crap table. He said, why? I said, I don't play craps. I said, dude, you got to be the luckiest son of a bitch you ever lived. We're going to a craps table, and some of that's going to come rub off on me. I don't know who you were in a previous life, but God has blessed you in this life. This is going to come rub off on me.
Can you imagine that?
Huh?
He loses that weight, and then he gets a full-time job out of the deal.
You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me? That's what I said. I don't know what disease you cured in a previous life or what war you ended. But God, my friend, has blessed you. Yeah. And let me tell you something. We go to that crap table, that son of a gun could do no wrong.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Now, Jay, he was on fire.
Jay, I know that Jared has lost the weight, but I've seen him on some of the commercials. He looks like he could maybe use a little of your ultimate fighting training.
Yeah. It was interesting because there's more to losing weight than just dieting.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys, even like him, he's like afraid to kind of go into the, you know, kind of going to the gym. If you're not there, it's scary. You got these machines you don't know about. You got these muscle heads walking around that, you know, you're getting nervous about. So that's one of the things with our SubwayFreshBuzz.com to really get people used to saying, look, it doesn't have to be a bad experience. It's going to be a great experience.
I'm going to check it out because I eat Subway a lot because, you know, it's actually helped me lose weight by just going on that diet. But I mean, it's really – I'll check it out. And you know what I'd love to do? If you're ever in town in D.C., I would love to get you in our studio and do, like, a fitness evaluation of all of us on the show.
Yes, please.
You might leave in tears, you know.
That's great. I got a lot of guys in shape, but the shape is out of a pear.
Exactly. Yeah, we're better than pear shape. Jay Glazer, good luck with draft day, and I'll see season long on Fox,
right.
And thanks for coming on the show.
You got it. Thank you.
That's Jay Glazer, everybody. He's a good guy. He's a tough guy, too. A serious tough guy.
Likes to talk.
All right. He's, imagine him doing a fitness analysis on us.
It would be science fiction, and then he'd kill us.
Bring it.
You know, you'll never believe who I was having a fitness conversation with yesterday.
Who?
Matt the Pole. You know, he's doing that Ultimate Fighting thing.
He is?
He's going to fight the guy from Big O and Dukes, Drab. He's going to fight. They're going to fight, like, at the Prince William County Fairgrounds coming up in May. Did you know this?
I didn't know that.
They're actually having, our old Matt the Pole is having an actual cage match this guy on the other show, Drab.
Will anybody win?
Drab is a much bigger guy.
Yeah, but Drab doesn't seem as aggressive.
Matt is scrappy.
You know what? I'll tell you something. Matt is a punk, and he's got a lot of lip, but you know, when you talk about getting into something like that and you're talking about amateurs, you have to consider the size advantage.
Yeah. You really do, I guess.
But he's got all the attitude. I can't believe you didn't hear about that.
I haven't heard it.
All right, Aline Cunningham, you know, is she or isn't she? I really want to know. If you'd like to call us about Aline Cunningham, 877-365-3636, or you can call right now because Buzz.
Yes.
It is
Argument Wednesday.
That's right, Argument Wednesday. If you'd like to give us a call right now, I want to change it this time. Now, last week we allowed you to call in,
right.
And you could select the topic that you wanted to argue about,
right.
And your opponent.
And you could select your opponent. Today we are changing the rules on
Argument Wednesday.
And I am going to actually be able to select the individuals that you argue with because I want to spread the wealth a little bit.
I understand.
Right.
So the listener calls in with the topic.
With the topic.
And then you assign it to a panelist.
I think we want to have otherwise there's room for cheating on
Argument Wednesday.
And I don't want to see that happen.
There's no cheating on Argument Wednesday.
Now,
who do you suppose will be on the panel?
If you're new to Argument Wednesday,
right.
Let's give an example right now. We'll just a minor example. Rob, pick a topic and Buzz and I will take one side of the other.
All right. This is probably never play on Argument Wednesday.
We'll go the opposite. Way we would probably argue.
Right.
Okay, Buzz.
Yes.
Hillary has the nomination sewed up.
Hillary has the nomination sewed up because she has the political experience, because she has the toughness. She's been at this for a lot longer than Barack Obama has, and I don't think there's any beating her at this point.
I couldn't agree with you more.
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Oh, it isn't how it works. Now, normally, you see, we get into a big, fat argument. That's the way it works on Argument Wednesday.
Uh-uh.
So if you would like to argue with all of us, or one of us particularly, call us right now on Argument Wednesday, 877-365-3636, and I do not want to get too excited about this, but major American Idol news.
I hope.
A guest on today's show. If you are even moderately into that show, American Idol, you want to stay tuned to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who could it be?
I'm not going to tip my hand, Rob.
I know, but I want to know.
It's not the host.
Right.
All right? We'll be back with Argument Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.